A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Full time, St Mirren 1, Rangers 1. Stephen, we're here. We're ready to go and see Celtic versus Ross County, but news has been filtering through that the Bears have not been ravenous enough and they have dropped more points.
I'm fucking buzzing, man. I'm absolutely buzzing. I got here. Let's start off with a peek behind the curtain. What an exciting 10 minutes I've had here. Or a nerve-shredding 10 minutes. I was walking down.
There's no curtains outside.
No. I was walking down to our usual recording spot just outside the stadium, and I was listening to the radio trying to get a feel for what was going on. They got a penalty, right? So they got a penalty, and I thought, right, it's fucked. That's my week fucked. My holiday fucked, right? I was raging. And then I got to the stadium, and you know what the signal's like about here? Oh. It just starts dipping in and out. So I started to lose the signal, and I'm desperately, frantically trying to hit on BBC Sounds. You just need to keep hitting live because there's a wee bit of a lag. Anyway, I'm over-explaining, but I kept hitting live. But then a cheer erupted from what I assume is inside the stadium because now there's that sports bar. So a cheer erupted from over there, and I then found out it was full-time with the Rangers. So I'm absolutely buzzing. What a result. What a way to get into this beautiful sunny day to go and watch the hoops after a result like that.
Oh, tremendous, Stephen. I seen it was 1-0. I was like, hey, we'll wait. They'll get the penalty. They did, and it still wasn't enough. But this is a chance for Celtic to go into the break 9 points clear. Jamie spoke about getting a firm grip of the domestic stuff before the break. We're not going to have a better chance. The Bears have dropped points in the last two out of the three games. Celtic have been winning. Win today, and it is 9 points, baby. Games against them to come, Stephen.
So they're playing for snookers already. Basically, we've got the better goal difference, of course, as well. So they're playing for snookers in November. Bury them today, because what happens after this is an unfortunate mid-season, or not even quite even mid-season, during the season break for the World Cup. But we're all prepared for that. But what we've been presented with here now is an opportunity to go and just send them into a month of turmoil. A month of what we experienced in 2020. Board statements, people backing the manager, fans falling out.
Chris Boyd's not backing him, Stephen.
Is he turned his back? So I was listening to an interview with Chris Sutton recently on the Curry Club, the BT thing, and he was talking about his souring of his relationship with Neil Lennon as a result of having to do the exact same thing, basically just having to criticise one of his best pals. So that's what they're in for now. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst, he's not the same figure to Rangers that Celtic, or Neil Lennon is to Celtic, maybe, I don't know, I don't really know what their dynamic is, but you will have a load of people refusing to turn their back on what was an extremely popular footballer for them and a very popular choice for the manager. So send them into a month of absolute turmoil. They've got four or five weeks to sit and stew on it now. And as I say, bold statements probably. We need to back the manager. We need to sack the manager. All that stuff that we experienced two years ago now. I'm fucking delighted with it. I can barely contain myself here as the bitterness spews out of me before I walk into Parker's here.
Stephen, I need a cold shower. But this is what Celtic have to do. We need to go out there and do our job now. Yes. Up against Malky Mackay's Ross County, and we just need to go out there. It would be lovely to obliterate them, but it would be just as nice to win. What do you think this is going to do to the crowd? Because it can go one of two ways. Will the crowd be more tense because we need to get the winner? Will the crowd just be joyous and it will get us going? Because if Celtic get an early goal today, Stephen...
Oh, yeah, well, I think that's it. I think we'll find out. If Celtic get an early goal, it's absolute party time. However, if it is dragging on a bit, if we get into the second half and there still isn't a lead, then you might start to get a wee bit of tension. There's already a quite weird start to the game already because of the
sun.
The sun for a start. The planned minute silence, which is going to be a bit weird because people are already planning to stay in the concourse and all that, so it's going to be a bit odd.
I don't see you popping up. No.
No, it's hidden. It's hidden up. I'm popping on the inside.
You've got the tattoo, haven't you?
Yeah. Lest we forget, but I've misspelled it, least we forget.
So this is what Celtic have to do, Stephen, and we'll discuss the lineup a bit because six changes Celtic, but the back line, the two fullbacks change again, Ralston and Burnaby start, Jens comes in for Starfelt, Carter Vickers is there, Joe Hart, happy with the defence? We need to see better from Burnaby this week compared to last week, don't we?
Oh, definitely, I think the last time we saw him he got booked for that absurd handball thing and then taken off, I think, at half time, so he looked a little bit lost, he looked a little bit kind of out of his depth in that game, but that's, again, it's a discussion we've had before, it's kind of bound to happen as he adapts to the game in Scotland, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got today. He provides a real direct attacking impetus that Greg Taylor, I was going to say, doesn't have, but it's just different, a different dimension, isn't it? Greg Taylor is good at popping up on the inside and getting cutbacks for Kyogo and all that, but Burnaby offers that quite worrisome back foot putting on for a defence such as Ross Kearney. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got. No qualms about Ralston at all. I think he can come in and do a very similar job to what Juranovic has provided recently. So I've no problem with that. Jens wouldn't be my choice. I would have played Starfelt again, but I don't know what's going on behind the scenes with him, with his fitness and all that. So I don't have a problem with anything that's happened today. I don't look at any of the selections and think, oh, that's a real weakness we've got there at all.
Different fullbacks for different needs, but the midfield is the same one that started last week at Celtic Park. Changed up a bit in midweek there, but freshen up bringing Turnbull back in. O'Reilly, Hatate and Turnbull. On paper, it looks like it's very attacking. I'm looking forward to seeing it, and hopefully it'll be a bit of a better performance from the three of them today, because we spoke about last week how, look, Celtic won, scored four goals, but there wasn't any really outstanding players, or there wasn't any terrible ones either.
No, the Seagulls are buzzing as well for that. Is that the CF Seagulls sitting waiting for you to finish talking so I could say that there? It was a wee bit flat, a wee bit drab last week. For that reason, I would have liked to see Jota in the day just to give us a little bit more creativity, but Haksabanovic can hopefully provide that. Maeda deserves a start because of his goal. I don't think he's started many games in the last handful or so. I think he's been coming off the bench mostly, so I think he fully deserves it. But there are goals in that team. The David Turnbull discussion we had during the week there as well was never about that he's a bad player, because I tipped him for a goal last week when we came to Celtic Park. I thought he was going to score, so I'm going to do the same again today, but also Maeda to score two. Send them off to the World Cup on a high.
Well, this is it. It can go again one or two ways. Maeda probably absolutely flying off the fact that he's going to World Cup with a wee slight eye on not getting injured, but I don't think he can adapt his game like that because it's full throttle for him.
You would really notice though, wouldn't you? That kind of thing usually gets spoken about with the kind of easing or the pumping of the brakes before a World Cup, or when Neymar gets himself suspended for his sister's birthday every year and all that. But what I would always say is that you can tell when professional footballers aren't at it, and I feel like that goes doubly for a guy like Maeda, because if he's no pressing and running about like an idiot, no, I'm not like an idiot, I'm like a maniac, then you would really notice it. You're like, he's phoning it in today.
Yeah, we always worry, I always say it, if Maeda's playing on the other side, we need some creativity. No Jota today, back in for a couple of games, he's been subbed in most of the games and he starts on the bench today. But with Haksabanovic, I've not quite got the same worry if it's a Bad or a Forest on the other side. Looking forward to seeing him on the left hand side today. I'm sure he'll start there, because I think that's his best position, although we'll see how it turns out. But you're looking forward to an old Hackers Master show after his two goals last week here at
Parkers? Of course, should be riding high on confidence as well. No qualms about him playing today at all. I don't have a huge amount. Preferably I would see Jota in the team, but when you see a guy like Haksabanovic in there, concerns are lessened quite a bit. I think he could provide that little bit of magic. He's not as fast as Jota, but he can provide that little bit of magic that he can as well. So all looks good to me.
Yeah, and look, Kyogo up front, he's been getting the goals recently, early goals, but hasn't quite had that bang, bang, bang game for a couple of weeks. Oh, I could feel it today, Stephen. Yeah. How are you thinking about Kyogo starting? He's good for an early goal, as we know. He's been banging them in, but just not quite had the all-round performance. Could today be the day?
I think so. I certainly hope so. It's one of those weird ones. He's kind of quietly just gone about his business this season. Some of it has been spectacular, but not all of it has been.
Quietly scoring in every single game he plays domestically.
Basically, he's scoring constantly. So he's riding high in the goal charts again, and it's right to pick him because he will get the rest now. And unfortunately, he's not going to the World Cup, but it's a good. The good side of that is that he will get a rest for a month, why not play him today? There's no concerns over him being burnt out for the tournament.
Yeah, and Ross County are the visitors today. It's hard not to concentrate on Celtic, but we always keep a slight eye on our opponents. And when you and Jamie were asked to select an SPFL 11 with players, you struggled to name a Ross County player. So I'm not going to struggle because I looked up the lineup 2 seconds right. before we went on. But the one man, I don't think he's a danger man against us, and you know who I'm going to talk about because he always scores against us. I don't want to say it because I don't want to wish it into existence, but we need to stop the big man scoring from corners, don't we? Because that's how he scores.
Oh, yeah, well, for a while this season, that was basically all we were conceding was basically set pieces where Iacobiti was beating Jens in the air.
He's got a good record over the years, Iacobiti, man.
Aye, so that's the main danger. I'm pretty sure about that. They don't have the threat of Regan Charles Cook anymore, who was a great season last year, so they don't have that anymore. Their main threat is, you know, set pieces, corners in the air, because that guy is a big lad. He's a big lad, and he's a handful for our defence. So I mean, nullify that, which is easier said than done. There's only so many things you can do. You need to defend cleverly against somebody like that who's big and strong and can try and steal a run on you. But Jens has typically not been particularly great at that, so it'd be interesting to see how they match up today from set pieces. But hopefully they don't really get any, if I'm honest. I mean, I'm talking about the threat of set pieces, but there's every chance today that they might get one at the most and the rest will just be long balls from their own half.
That'll be the tactic, Stephen. And just last question before we head in here. Will we be in cloud nine after this?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely cloud nine. I like that. That's why you get paid 80% of the Patreon money and Jamie and I share the rest.
Not enough. Not enough, but we'll see if Celtic have enough and we will speak to you after the match.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of 20 Minute Tims is sponsored by NordVPN. NordVPN offer you premium cybersecurity and up to 6 devices for the price of a cup of coffee per month. You can also change your virtual location for all your streaming services, and it protects your computer on public Wi-Fi, amongst many other benefits. I particularly use NordVPN when I'm wanting to shift up things and watch some different content on other streaming services, unnamed movie streaming services. You can switch up the content on that by changing your virtual location. So you can grab your exclusive NordVPN discount deal by going to nordvpn.com/Tims, and that'll get you a huge discount off of your NordVPN plan, plus 4 months for free. Moreover, it's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. And that's nordvpn.com/Tims to get yourself a huge discount off of a Nord plan, plus an additional 4 months for free.
What a job Starfelt's doing. What is it?
It's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friend in your pants, you can make this season jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favour and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products that have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack. And so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and use the code TIMS for free shipping and 20% off, Stephen.
That's right, Jamie. Now that you've groomed your candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer with the Platinum Package's shower products. All of Manscaped's shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan, and made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner, yep, can solve stank problems all day long. Once they touch your sack, you'll never go back.
Wonderful. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code TIMS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code TIMS. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Full time, cloud 9, Celtic 2, Ross County 1. Celtic are 9 points clear going into this break. Stephen, We done it. We did not it. As pretty as we would have liked, but doesn't matter in the end, does it? Same outcome.
Don't care. I simply don't care now, because we did it. We went 9 points clear. All I wanted from today was to, I used the words before the game, bury them, make them stew on it now, make them suffer through the whole World Cup. I don't think I've got any players involved in it. I'm not sure, who cares, but now they've got to sit there. They've got to have all the arguments. They've got to have all the
weeks of it.
Vicious debates online. The manager's got to come out and do this, give his pathetic comments. Do you know what? I meant to mention this on a previous flagship, but Gio's actually hitting out with things like, it is what it is, in press conferences. He's actually wheeling out, it is what it is. But anyway, Rangers are now suffering the way we did 2 years ago. Long may it continue. But you're right, it wasn't quite as pretty as we'd maybe have hoped, but it simply does not matter. The result is what matters here. Would have been nice to get a good performance and all that, but who gives a shit, man? Nine points clear in November.
And look, it's coming up to this bit. I hate these last games because it always is the last game, and it's just people maybe take their eye off the ball or just see that end goal in sight and just need to get towards it, because it's been ferocious from late September, start of September, right through to now. It's been two games. And 3 games a week, basically. Here we are, Stephen, going into a weird break. Not even December yet, and we are 9 points clear of the Bears. They are going to need to up their game now, and Celtic can just keep plugging away, keep winning games. The best bit about today, about it being a tight game, is they had a bit of hope for a while. They had a bit of hope.
Aye.
A wee bit. They thought, oh, is that Ross County scored? Please. You're getting nothing from us.
No. So, VAR threatened. Do you know what? I'm losing it about where we live to talking about VAR and referees and all that. But that was another absolutely dismal display again today.
Let's talk about the referee first, because the first half, there was some bizarre wee decisions all over the place, hence why there was boos at half time. Not the Rangers types of boos, but boos towards the referee. Just some weird decisions. Like, what refereeing school do you go to, Mason?
I don't. It's certainly not got a saint in the name, anyway, that's for sure. The refereeing, the arc. It's just, again, I find myself just getting exasperated with this stuff, and the fact that we need to keep coming on here and talk about referees and VAR and decisions and handballs and all that, it sucks the life out of you. It's no enjoyable. People think it's like, oh, this
conscience.
You think, right, we actually come into this season thinking, oh, VAR's coming in, this is going to give us stuff to talk about, this is going to be good this season. And then 3 or 4 weeks in, you're just like, this is crap. I just want it at the end now. But the referee, what's frustrating about some things is we've not seen the handball back yet.
No.
We're standing yards for the stadium, so we've not seen the penalty incident back. We haven't yet evolved to the stage where they're willing to show the crowd these decisions. And even afterwards, as we saw with that Jota thing during the week, we're seeing it for the other end of the other end of the stadium, and all, even if it is. So it's very frustrating to see the refs just effectively making up rules. What was that thing with the Kyogo in the first half as well? Like, just eventually just get called back for nothing. Haksabanovic get booked for something as well. Again, we need to see these back. I'm aware that I could be speaking out of turn, and by the time I got up the road, it's clear that these decisions were right, but it certainly didn't feel like it. It certainly didn't look like it in there. But I can't, once again, I come out of here, handball is the order of the day. I can't speak with any authority on it because I haven't seen it back, but it's just handballs now. That's what Scottish football is made of. It is a game made of handballs.
It seems to be there's penalties in every single game. That's not right.
No.
Because it doesn't happen in any other league.
No.
Not every other league has at least one penalty in every game. And look, Gia's one. There was one at the end, Ralston. If it hits the guy's hand, surely going by all the other decisions over the last 4 weeks, it's a penalty. But anyway, Stephen,
I can't tell the difference now. Sorry to jump in there. I can't tell the difference now between what is a handball and what isn't, because of the weird subjective nature of the rule. And now we're talking about this on every podcast. We're having to read out the rules like a couple of Neil McCanns on the Breakfast of Champions. And if it's going to hit a hand, then someone has to explain to me how it's any different to the Matt O'Reilly one against Real Madrid. Fair enough, that's a Champions League matter. But then you've got the Bernabeu one, you've got the one where it was Hearts against Rangers, a clear handball in that as well. Someone needs to take me down, calm me down, and talk to me about what the fucking difference is between these incidents.
The only saving grace today is we know we've got a competent man in the VAR studio in Andrew Dallas, and he will get all the decisions right. And look, Ross County got a penalty, Stephen's first half wasn't great.
No.
Went in, Celtic Hunt, probably the least they've created, but bar the St Mirren game this season in a half. Didn't get the early goal. Came out the second half and Ross County get a goal straight away. Another penalty. Referee, could they wait to give it as usual and slot it home? But what we spoke about, the decision, you just looked up and went, it's too early, lads. You have scored too early. You've annoyed us now, don't you dare?
Exactly. It was plenty of time. And it did feel, we spoke about this before the game as well, that it might get a wee bit tense if we haven't scored in the first half, because you're as much as we don't like to admit it, Ange always talks about how we don't focus on Rangers. Okay, but the crowd obviously are very aware of the fact Rangers have dropped points, and we obviously want to go out there and put on a show and put it to bed quite early. So we thought that getting towards the second half, if we've no scored, it might get a wee bit tense, and then Ross County go a goal up. But to me, it didn't actually feel like we were really getting on the team's back or anything like that. As soon as they scored, it was a big roar and get right back into the game. So I never felt like we were down and out there at all. I can't remember the last time we played at home against domestic opposition where I thought, nah, we've got no chance now. We've got no chance, we're not creating anything. Nah, it didn't feel
David
like that
Martin
at all.
I think David Martin actually got another victory away at Hearts today. I'm not sure what the final score was. But
cannot get rid of them, really.
He seems to be flying high. And look, Celtic after that, you're like, hey, come on, lads, we've got plenty of subs. We've got Jackie Marcus, Jota, Bada, plenty of guys that can change the game. But also guys that can change the game on the pitch. And Wiley wasn't good in the first half, Stephen. Real Hitati, as you said a few weeks ago, is at the heart of every good thing Celtic do. Ball went into the box. Instead of playing a quick pass, he's the calmest guy there. Takes it round a couple of players, lays it back, and there's Turnbull. You tipped him to score before the game. But Real Hitati again, he's at the centre of it. Turnbull finishes it off. As soon as that goes in, did you have any doubt?
No, I did not. Like, different circumstances, but it was somewhat reminiscent of his goal a few weeks ago against Motherwell, was that? Would it be his, or didn't he? I can't remember, but he kind of just skipped around the keeper with a wee roll, a wee drag over the ball. So it was that kind of quick feet nature of it, and get the cut back and turn below. All he had to do was steer it. It looked like it maybe went through someone's legs.
Head to keeper.
Nice one. Always enjoyable, that. That
nice
was
wee time-wasting keeper. Changed his tune after that, didn't he?
Unbelievable. I know. Why does time-wasting exist? One thing at a time. We'll get a handball out of the way, and then we'll talk about why time-wasting still exists in the 21st century. But anyway, it's always enjoyable to see it poked through the keeper's legs. That was it Taylor that smashed it through the keeper's legs a couple of weeks ago as well. So, Turnbull picked him for a goal. He was probably due one. I can't remember him having scored since maybe the Rangers game, 4-0 one. Brilliant from him. Always valuable. It's making me eat my words. my David Turnbull slander from the other week there.
Yeah, I thought again. I don't think MD was outstanding for Celtic.
Nah.
And look, Celtic were lining up with subs. Kyogo, Haksabanovic, and Maeda were due to come off, and Haksabanovic comes up with the goods. We spoke about him before, but again, Celtic working it around the edge of the box. Hitati lays it off, and I love that finish.
What
I love, Stephen. Right into the corner. He hits it cleanly, but not with any power. It's all precision, and it just goes inside the post into that side netting. I love it.
Do you know what? Sometimes I like to say, oh, do you know what? That was quite reminiscent of such and such, like someone else has scored
a
goal.
Say his name.
Do you know who scored a goal like this at that into those very goals at this ground? A few years ago now, the man standing right across from me, it's Martin Melly.
I thought you were going to say Thierry Henry, but even better.
We once played up front together in a game put on by Magners. That was 5 years ago. That was for the 67th, 50th anniversary, and you scored the goal very reminiscent of that today.
Footage will be out there somewhere. We will find it somewhere. We won Celtic get in front, Stephen. That, I think that was it, wasn't it? 2-1, Haksabanovic. They make the subs then, but Haksabanovic, again, proving his worth. A couple of goals last week, a goal this week. I think come the end of the season we'll be like, what a steal this guy is.
He's a big contributor, and he's not always so visible in the game. He's not, again,
do you think a lot of Celtic players are like that?
It's the easy comparison to make, maybe the lazy comparison, lazy journalism for me is Jota, who always looks as if he's popping up even if he's not playing well. But Haksabanovic is kind of the opposite. He can he can be quite peripheral at times, but he scored two and then was taken off shortly after that. Scored today, just kind of frittered around the edge of the game. A couple of decent dribbles in the box and all that, but he's a big contributor. As I say, it just looks as if he's going to get better and better. We've not had the full like man of the match proper performance, apart from the one where he scored two goals in, which was a dead easy.
Still man of the match. Nice.
A dead easy award for a guy who scored a brace, but we've not had the proper like defining performance from him yet. But that's a good thing. Like, he's doing all this just now, and in my opinion, he can only get better. So it's great. You say that like Celtic were kind of like out of sight once the second goal went in. Could have had another couple. Abada seemed, again, I need to see this, but he seemed as if he missed a risible sitter towards the end.
I don't think
as well.
It was a lovely. He played it. Abada was going down, played it into Jota, and Jota back heels it first time, I think. I don't think he was expecting Jota to be that, because it looked impossible, near enough, and it comes to him, and he stabs it wide. But looks like Celtic get in front. Ross County didn't have any chances. The usual, maybe a wee couple of breaks here and there, but Celtic snuffed out, and I know I love him, but Anthony Ralston made a couple of big challenges before anything came in. Greg Taylor came on and steadied the ship as well, to use a big Hun phrase. So these guys...
Oh, you beat me to the name there. Just in case you weren't going to say it, I should never have doubted you, but Anthony Ralston deserves massive praise for that today. Close to man of the match, I thought, there. But even like... We you can talk all you want, right? And it might be a bit Graham Souness of me saying this, right? But you can talk all you want about guys like Kyogo, guys like Matt O'Reilly, cultured footballers and all that, who can pick out passes, who can finish first time and bend it into the top corner, guys who can contribute to the way Celtic play, like Maeda and all that. But see, if you've got a guy who's thrown himself into challenges, last-ditch challenges, to halt any kind of semblance of threat they've got from a breakaway, like Tony Ralston did on at least two, maybe three occasions towards the end of that second half there, absolutely invaluable. I mean, it's
plus the rest of these games, absolute top notch.
Yeah, exactly.
but
it's huge. That it's massive. It really is, and I've spoken many times in the past about, if not so much you're under pressure, but if you are winning by the odd goal, which Celtic have done a few times recently, if it's 2-1, you never know what can happen, especially with these fucking refs, man. You never know what can happen. But I've spoken a lot in the past about, see, when your keeper just comes out and claims a cross and just catches it and lies down on it, you're like, the
sweet relief.
Oh, the relief, just the weight that just rises off your shoulders. But see, when Ralston's doing the same, he's getting back and just snuffing out attacks. Big challenges that get the crowd going as well. Just a brilliant performance for him, and especially in that second half.
Yeah, I think I thought he rose to the occasion. And I think Celtic didn't play great again, but it just seemed to be one of those games, once we're in front, right guys, that's it, we've done the job, let's see this out. And Stephen, we have done the job, we're 9 points clear, 15 games gone. We go into this break now, bit of pain in the arse, because it would be lovely, but probably keeps wee Gio in a job for now. What have you made of Celtic? Feels like we've played a lot more than 15 games.
I was surprised when you said 15 there. I was like, geez.
Played 15, won 14. Incredible stuff, isn't it?
I know. You look at that St Mirren game, and it really, the longer things go on, the longer it just looks like a massive, just day off. It was just a massive blip. Too much was maybe made at the time about how much of a disaster it was. It really, it's becoming very, very isolated as the single time that Celtic have taken the foot off the gas or taken the eye off the ball this entire season. Europe aside, because that's a completely different set of circumstances, getting gubbed off Real Madrid and all that. But you look at St Mirren now, and it's the single game.
Tough team to beat, mate.
Well, so was proven. But the single time we've dropped points in the league so far this season, that's an excellent run, especially in this weird season where we've had to, Europe... It's been strange this season. First time we've been back in Champions League for a long time, but it's been a weird, condensed group stage where we've played a lot of games in a row. So with dealing with that, to have only dropped points in one game at all up in the build-up to this World Cup is really quite some going. And it's not been pretty at times, just like today and just like the last home game as well. It's not been great, but that's the mark of champions. Yeah. Really, the ability to just, I'm trying desperately not to say we never stop, but to find those wins somehow, somewhere, and Celtic keep doing it.
Yeah, it is incredible. It is a mark of a really good team that you can go step up a level and step back down and still come out with results. And look, some of them have not been pretty, but some of them have been very handsome. There's not really been an in-between in a lot of games, has there? So it's been good. And look, you're looking at it from a Rangers point of view, like, there's only 15 games gone. We will never count our chickens. I don't think Ange will do that either. But Celtic have dropped points in one game. For Rangers to turn this round, they need to win every game for the rest of the season and still hope Celtic drop points. That is incredible to be so far ahead this time. It's not even just 9 points, it's the goal difference, as you mentioned as well. And Celtic don't look like dropping many points. And if they are, we'll just bring on 3 or 4 good players.
that was also going to be my point as well. Ange is already out there talking about how the January planning is already done.
You always don't get a clue what's going on.
Exactly. He literally said, I don't know. Someone put a question to him.
Before I forget, is he in beleaguered stage yet?
He's definitely beleaguered. He's out there just flapping, can't he finish his own sentences and all that? But yeah, I think it was put to him in a press conference, Rangers are actively looking for a striker in January, and he's just, I don't know, you're asking me for, basically. So, I mean, if Celtic and Ange's plans are in place for January, you know, that doesn't mean you're going to get all your targets. Things can go awry and all that, but a big part of the battle is actually putting a plan in place rather than sitting there in November going, I don't know, mate, speak to me in the end of January.
Plus, if I was to say to you, what one position does Celtic definitely need to strengthen, there's nothing that immediately springs to mind now.
Love a third striker, just to have one, that's it.
So it's all coming up rosy at Celtic. We'll not count our chickens, but what we will do, Stephen, is bloody enjoy this.
Yes.
Enjoy it. And oh, I can hear them stewing away, Stephen. I can hear them stewing. Thank you so much for joining me, Stephen.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. Another peek behind the curtain that doesn't exist outside, but I walked up the stairs to see Stephen. We made eye contact from far away, and he just starts doing this wee jiggly dance with his shoulders.
Oh, hey,
hey. We knew the Bears would drop points, so I knew it was going
what
to be
an image that is. Imagine the types of dances people are imagining me doing with my shoulders. I'll leave it up to the imagination.
Imagine away, and then he put his clothes back on. Well, folks, thanks for joining us. Celtic do it again. We are on cloud 9. Celtic go into this World Cup break 9 points clear. Oh, it's been a good one.
And I'm off to shimmy myself over the horizon on my way up the road to enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.